Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
It's already Friday. That's really not the news, but it's already Friday, and it gets here really fast. When you're hanging out here with the show, it's already Friday edition. We've got some guests, and Kevin Hagan is back. Good to have him back. Top of hour two, we'll talk Alabama with him. Alabama's ranked, what, number 38 in recruiting? Oh, my God. Nick has finally, you know, this has been predicted for about 10 years. Nick has finally lost it, y'all. That ranking is just doomsday. I wouldn't want to. If I'm Alabama right now in football, I would not schedule, yes, including the season coming up, any of these teams that are ranked higher than them right now in recruiting. Don't play them. Hey, Nick, don't play them. You've lost it. That ranking ain't cute. Yeah, just I wouldn't play this year. I'd pull a Connecticut and just say, we're not doing it. Because that ranking is just not going to work for you right now. Kevin Hagan is coming up, top of hour two. And Brad Powers, out in Las Vegas. All the handicapping stuff, we'll get with him, as we always do. And let you know how you can get your hands on all his information. Oh, Mike Farrell, let's revisit this. Mike Farrell was with us yesterday, and I'm not even yet talking about the irony of the conversation we had, but he spent a segment with us. You got to remember, the longest segment we have available is from about the 20 mark, any hour, 1, 2, 3, hours 1, 2, or 3, to about what, Patton, about 37, right in there. So about 16, I'd say a full 16 minutes. The others are more like, well, this one here is about 12 minutes or so, Patton, I'm guessing, somewhere in there. And then the other couple are more like, heck, 8 minutes. It's just the way the clock is configured, and it's the same way every hour. Used to not be that way, but with all the stations that added, we had to sync them up. It just was the smart thing to do. So he spent about 15, 16 minutes with us, and he's willing to come back a lot. Now, here's what I'm going to do. My plan is to have him on a couple times a month. And then if I feel, which I think will happen, the crescendo building with this show and the audience and him, meaning with that topic, football recruiting, which has been a passion of mine since the 70s, then I'll add to it. He's willing to do it. He just wants to be able to plug his site. He's got a site, his own site. He is not affiliated with anybody anymore. All those years with Rivals, but he's no longer affiliated with them, and apparently he's not going to any of the others. He's got his own site that you can subscribe to, and I will plug that. That's what he would like to have happen, which I understand. I mean, he's got a business, and he wants to make people aware of it. He's a really good name, a national name, big national name in recruiting. I've known Mike since the Rivals Radio days, which would date back to, what, 04? So I've known him a while, almost 20 years. The irony of yesterday's conversation regarding Arch Manning. Now, obviously, Arch Manning comes up all the time on the show, just not on Thursday with Mike Farrell. But he said he thought, after that Texas visit, that Texas had taken the lead. Now, I don't know, at least I don't know anybody that knew that Arch Manning would do what he did yesterday, which is later in the day, tweet, "I'm committed to Texas." If you missed it, and I don't know that any of you did miss it, but if you did miss it, Arch Manning, no, this is not April Fool's. Arch Manning has made an announcement. He tweeted, "I'm committed to Texas." So he's committed to Texas. Some of the thinking was maybe he was leaning to Georgia, and frankly, he might well have been leaning to Georgia. Probably was at some moments during all this courtship. But he has tweeted that he's committed to Texas. That is a big momentum PR moment for Sark. Now, I'm not saying that necessarily is the end game and Texas has turned the corner just because of this announcement. That is not what I'm saying. But to have this attached to you is nothing but positive for now. For Texas. I'll talk to Kevin a little bit about this too. We're going to obviously catch up on Alabama, but Kevin is very close to Sark. And I want to get his thoughts on what this means for Sark. They have Quinn Ewers there already. They feel like they're in good shape anyways at quarterback, but this keeps that momentum going. Now, they can't be losing to Kansas and have long losing streaks and implode and probably about to get blasted by Alabama in game two. That doesn't change any of that, but Arch Manning, and a lot of you have told me through the weeks and months, Bill, I'm getting a little sick of that topic. I'm sorry, but that topic's real. I know. Once he narrows it down to a couple of schools and no other schools are involved, it's not all that interesting to you because it doesn't involve your school. Yeah, but big picture, it is interesting. And you got to understand, the Manning brand is not a brand that's going to be treated the same as everybody else on this show, because I know that brand better than anybody. And look, we'll find out in a couple of years if he's as good as he's supposed to be. That debate probably will rage on. Fine. I have no problem with that. I've seen lots of Johnny Five Stars that I could tell 5 minutes into their first game, even though they're young, I just don't see the superstar talent that we have been led to believe. Sometimes I see it on high school film. I just don't see it. Sometimes I see it and I think, oh, yeah, that's real. That's real. Anyways, so that news hit. Maybe for some, not unexpectedly, but for us, unexpectedly, and it's kind of ironic having Mike on to talk about that and other topics, other recruiting topics. Yeah, I'm going to have Mike back a couple times a month on Thursdays. And two things. If that picks up steam like I'm pretty sure it will, I'll add to it. And for now, we'll do one segment. We'll do that 15, 16-minute stretch at the 20 mark, hour number three on Thursdays. And when and if it picks up momentum, I'll do more Thursdays, and maybe we'll stretch it out another segment. I've got no problem with that. That's something that I have been wanting to get back for years on this show. And first of all, just because I want to bring it back doesn't mean I'm going to force it and then put on people and try a bunch of people who just can't live up to it. That's why you didn't hear it. I'm not doing that. Just because I want it back badly doesn't mean I'm going to try people who cannot deliver. That's a big credibility thing, man. And there are very few. There's a lot of people out there tweeting. Very few of them can hold up and take national calls and not be pre-packaged with the questions, which we don't do that. I'm not doing that for anybody, and I'm not going to... First of all, I'm not taking the time to do that. If you need pre-packaged questions, then you need to do another show. Yeah, I don't have the time or the patience to do something like that. Would never do that. Now, when somebody, hey, what are we going to do? I'll say, look, if you can't handle it, then we don't need to be doing it. That's the proper response there. Okay. Baseball. What an incredible pitching performance by Ole Miss's Dylan DeLucia. Remember, he was going on 5 days. College pitcher starters go on about 6.5 days. We were talking with Phil Elson about that, also on Thursday, who was outstanding. Ole Miss wins, 2-0. We were talking about what pitch count it might be. He was saying, look, 7th inning. Nolan, also at Arkansas, is an outstanding pitcher. He pitched well, too. DeLucia finished the game, went 9 innings, didn't give up a run, and I believe the pitch count ended at 113. Now, you may say, Bill, 5 days versus 6.5, what's the deal there? I mean, these are young guys. I'm not trying to make it too overly sensational, but it was a masterpiece of a pitching performance by that kid in a do-or-die that had everything on the planet when it comes to college baseball riding on it, advancing to the championship series on Saturday against Boomer Sooner, who's sitting there all fresh, rested, and ready. Boomer Sooner. What a performance by Ole Miss. Again, folks, the last team that the committee let in the overall tournament, period. The last team. Now in the championship series. A team that during the heart of the SEC season struggled at times mightily. I mean with everything. Now in the championship series. That's, again, another really good lesson about when you get hot. Particularly in baseball. What a game that was, man. I sat there and watched, I would say, almost every pitch. Absolutely amazing. Kevin Hagen, top of hour two. It's already Friday, y'all. Brad, hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic flow looks pretty good right now coming through Mount Juliet here in Wilson County. That's all we're looking at live, watching that traffic build headed towards the Nashville area. Just a couple of wrecks around town being cleared. One at Briley Parkway. It's going to be near M Hill Pike. Just some flashing lights over in that general area. Foothills Mercantile Company in Ware's Valley has beautiful paintings. Check them out on Facebook. Just type in Foothills Mercantile Company. Again, they're in Ware's Valley. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Greg Pope back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi, so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Switching and saving with GEICO is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean the rest of the time they're just like Combobulated? Are we humans always in a state of combobulation? Until, of course, something dramatic happens and we are discombobulated for a while. Then we go back to being combobulated. Yeah, that's probably how that works. Switch and save with Geico. It's easier than you think.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
The World Champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their World Championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Dylan DeLuce and that incredible pitching performance. He's been pitching that well previous to. Started his career in Niceville, I believe. You folks on the Emerald Coast. In Niceville, Florida, at Northwest Florida State is the name of the college. I believe that's where he was. And then he portaled. He hit the he-gone gateway to Ole Miss. That turned out pretty good. I'd say that little experiment worked well for Mr. Dylan DeLucia. Wow. I mean, that's something, if at Ole Miss or wherever, I mean, that's a legendary pitching moment. Now, that wasn't the championship series, but it was do or die to get you there. The Greek Cypriot up in Ohio, he's a big Michigan fan, says Quinn Ewers cannot catch a break, Bill. Wow. First C.J. Stroud, now Arch. Now, I don't know if that's what this means. First of all, Arch can't be there this year. And Stroud is considered, we talked to Catch about this here recently. Did I say Stroud? Ewers is considered by far the incumbent at Texas to be the quarterback this year. And that means that Quinn Ewers in year three would be then together with Arch. Arch will be there in the fall or summer, whatever, spring of 23. And I don't know if he's going to beat Ewers out like that immediately. If there's an injury or something, who knows. But Ewers, folks, Ewers was the number one ranked player in his class. Period. Two, regardless of position, Quinn Ewers was the top-ranked player in the class of, what would that have been? Was that the class of 21? Well, he skipped out his senior year, yes. But whatever, he was the top-ranked player, too. And he's got phenomenal ability, Quinn Ewers. I don't know if I'm more excited to see a quarterback make his debut this year. Now, again, I'm not talking about Bryce Young. I've already seen him a million times. He's incredible. Stroud, incredible. All these guys, I've seen all these guys, and I look forward to seeing them more. I'm talking about players with the hype, but we haven't seen it on the field yet. Ewers would rank number one there. I'd say Tyler Buckner, too, for Notre Dame. I've seen Hendon Hooker. I've seen all these guys. I know what they can do. I love watching. I'm talking about guys who have yet to take command. It's now their turn. That group. I'm very, very excited to see what Ewers could do. Ewers is not Tate Martell. I've had people hit me up and say, hey, Bill, this guy's just... No, he isn't. First of all, this guy's 6'3". This guy is a pro body. This guy has pro arm talent. Now, again, he may throw 20 picks. I don't know what's going to happen, but I want to go see it. This guy's got everything you need to be a big-time star, Quinn Ewers, including a very ugly mullet that I don't know why he wears that, but he does. Yeah, if I'm his parent, I would say, you know what, you get a lot of ability. Why don't you lose that mullet? That thing's nasty, dude. Sam Dog down in Perry, Georgia. Bill, some dogs are imploding over Arch. Kirby wants success based on as few a number of players that he can. So with that, it would stand to reason. You don't put all your chips or half your chips on one recruit. Well, I don't want this to come out wrong. Georgia doesn't need Arch Manning. I'm going to say this again, and then I'm going to pause, and I want it to sound awkward, okay? I want this to feel awkward. Patton, do not panic. It's just me making some dead air for effect. Georgia does not need Arch Manning. All right, somebody just tuned in there and said, what's wrong with my dial? Bill, there's no volume. What happened there, Bill? No, it was meant to be awkward. Georgia, sure they could use Arch Manning. I'm not saying he wouldn't go there and be a wonderful quarterback. That is not my point. Georgia is not dependent on, we've got to get this guy or that guy. Georgia's quarterback room is loaded with talent. Georgia just won a natty with a former walk-on named Stetson Bennett, who has done a very good job there. They don't need Arch Manning. It'd be great to get him. I'm sure if you're a Georgia Bulldog fan, you're disappointed. I would be. I mean, it's personal. That's your school, right? But you don't need him. There is nothing about your future as a Georgia Bulldog that is predicated on Arch Manning's got to be here. Nothing other than he's a huge brand name, and it would be prideful if he attached his name to your name. That's understandable. You win natties without him. Texas needs him way more for any number of reasons than you do. You're signing top classes every year without Arch Manning. Arch Manning not coming to your school won't affect your future recruiting at any other position. You think Brock Bowers is going to hit the transfer portal because Arch says he's not coming? I mean, I'd like him. Hey, Brock, I'd like you to go to Notre Dame. Then they'd have two All-American wide tight ends. That's not happening. Yeah, that's not happening. I saw, there's a guy, speaking of Notre Dame, Ohio State. How about that transition, y'all? No, Sam, that was a good tweet by you. I'm sure there are Georgia Bulldogs that are freaking over this, and that's fine. That's their team, and it's hurtful, but it's not going to matter. For you, it's not going to matter. That was a much bigger moment for Texas than it would have been for Georgia. Sad that I have to put Texas in that category. I think Arch Manning's going to be outstanding. But if we're measuring the team that needed that announcement more, it's not even close. It's Texas. Speaking of Ohio State, Michigan, there's a guy on Twitter named Will Mead, and he's a stock market guy, but he's also a gambling guy. And I don't know how good he is in the stock market game. I think he's decent. He's up in Chicago. But he posts a whole lot on gambling, and that's my point. My point is the gambling angle. And it's not just the pro stuff. He posts a lot of college stuff, too, which I like. That is, you know how rare that is? All these guys, all they do is the pro stuff. Brad is very rare what he does. Almost every gambling dude is a pro guy. He dabbles in the college game, and you can tell it's fake. You can tell the guy it's a market that he wants, obviously, his clientele, but he's a pro guy. You can just tell. And you can tell they don't know the game. You can tell they're forcing it. Maybe you can tell they're reading from a script. That's how bad it is. This guy posts college stuff, too. And he's already posting bets for this year. Ohio State, Notre Dame. Now, I've told you, I think this could be a really one-sided game. Because I think the Notre Dame offense is going to struggle in the beginning. I think the offensive line can be a strength for them. I think, obviously, tight end is a strength for them. I think running back's going to be solid. You got a really raw quarterback with talent, Tyler Buckner, who's injury-prone. And you got a receiving core that is maybe mediocre. It has not been recruited well at all from the past. And you're going against C.J. Stroud and an all-world group of receivers, an all-world running back, an offense that can score from the end zone. Literally can score from end zone to end zone. Now, Notre Dame's defense is a strength. But Notre Dame's defense is going to open up with the best offense they're going to see. Maybe by far. First game. So I just think that has the makings of a one-sided game. This guy tweets yesterday. I'm just giving you the other side of this. I have no idea who this guy is affiliated with. He's independent when it comes to his stock market stuff and the gambling. But I don't know if he's a fan of Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame. He lives in Chicago, so I don't know. He says that he thinks the Notre Dame team is built like Michigan that was able to run right at Ohio State a year ago. And he thinks this game will be close. He took Notre Dame plus the 14.5. He's already betting. He says he thinks that offensive line and the running backs can line up. Now, that is a formula that if Notre Dame could do this, and again, I'm skeptical in game one. I'm skeptical about it. I'm just giving you the other side of this. He says Notre Dame can line up. Now, if Notre Dame can line up and run it and physically whip Ohio State up front, then they would have a chance to at least hang around in the game. I still don't think they'd win. But that would give them the chance to keep it within distance to make it interesting, right? And maybe that's their game plan. If their game plan is to come out there and chuck it all over the place, other than with Michael Mayer, I don't know what. I'm just skeptical. Yeah, I'm just. But he says he's already taken the plus 14.5 on that game. For what it's worth. That's the other side of my opinion. Will Thompson down there in Athens, Alabama. Bill, I still can't believe C.J. Stroud was a four-star on 24/7. Yeah, is that right? Was four-star? Well, four stars can be big time too, though. So can three stars. Recruiting rankings matter. They really do, whether it's the team ranking or a player ranking. But it's not the gospel, okay? There's a difference. There is no gospel. The only gospel we have is when you actually get on the field. That's the gospel. Captain Caveman on Twitter this morning says, Bill, could Arch's decision be based partly on Texas not being in the SEC till like year three of his college career? Yeah, because let's think, fall of 23, 24, 25, yes. If everything works out to form, he'd be a true junior, Texas' first year in the SEC. Again, we don't know if 25 is their first year. We know 25 is definitely a year they'll be in the SEC, and it looks like that'll probably be their first year, unless this gets negotiated payout-wise and they get an earlier year. That's the only way. But yes, you bring up a very good point. Now, nobody's going to tell you that's a reason, and maybe it is or isn't, but I'd rather be chucking the ball all over the place in the Big 12 if I'm Arch, once he gets the ball against those defenses, and there's some pretty good defenses in that league, but not up and down like the SEC is. You're not going to play defenses like Georgia and Alabama. And let's face it, Sark, you're allowed to stuff the stat sheet with Sark. I mean, you can absolutely fill up the stat sheet. And I'm not saying if he got to Georgia, look, if Arch Manning got to Georgia and he became the quarterback, they're not going to run Stetson Bennett's package for him. I mean, that would be ludicrous. They're not. They wouldn't do that. I know there's some people a little worried. Bill, did you see what they did? I mean, didn't do anything offensively, Bill. They just played defense and, well, actually, they did do a bunch on offense, but it just wasn't sexy play calls, right? They did. The thing about Georgia is they don't have to call sexy plays. They beat you with players. How many teams can just run out there and say, my guy's better than yours, doesn't matter who you are? That's what Georgia just did. Not many teams can do that. That's a very good point, though. And is Quinn Ewers gone in 25? If he's the player we think he is, he could very well be gone. I'm ranking Ewers 1, Buckner 2, as far as quarterbacks we've yet to see be the leader. And 1-2 means what I want to see, meaning my interest level. There's others, but those are right at the top. And you're talking Texas Notre Dame. All right, we'll get the break. Kevin Hagin coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now here by the airport. At traffic flow on I-40 coming in through Donaldson. Now, we have watched traffic build pretty good on 24 westbound up through Antioch. That's starting to get heavy with all that traffic coming in from Rutherford County. Still looks good, I-40 out of Dixon County. Keeping an eye on that traffic out there, 40 eastbound at 840. Watch for some radar. They'll sneak in there and shoot some radar sometimes. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out today at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Titleist, featuring the new Titleist Vokey SM9 wedges, their most superior handcrafted wedge design ever. The new SM9 grooves are cut to maximize the interaction of ball and face for lower flight and higher spin. Get precise distance and trajectory control like a pro with the SM9s. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dynovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
Dynovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dynovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, Braves fans. It's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and on Father's Day weekend, Todd Gilliland won for his father's race team, David Gilliland Racing. How fitting was that? Up next, the Cup Series is in action from Nashville. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here. And be sure to check out our one-hour NASCAR talk show wherever you get your podcasts. Every single weekday right here.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Give you an example. It's not quite apples to apples. Tennessee had Peyton Manning, and his first year, his freshman year, was 94. Peyton Manning was a brand name the whole planet knew. Every day there was an obsession about Peyton Manning. Where is he going to go? What's going to happen? This is during recruitment. It was, I could have done a 3-hour show every day and occupied it with just that topic. It was a frenzy, and this is early 90s, just a crazy frenzy. And that's without social media. Everywhere you went, that's what people wanted to know. Anyways, he ends up in Tennessee. We won't go back through that. And he has a really good career. He has an outstanding career, number one draft pick, decides to come back his senior year, which he would have been the number one pick his junior year if he came out, and he was the number one pick his senior year when he came out. Either way. Anyways, Tennessee thought, and I think for a while the momentum might have been there, they were going to get Tim Couch. Tim Couch was from Hyden, Kentucky, right over the border in Kentucky, 6'5", 220, golden arm. Everybody on the planet had to have him. And Tennessee thought, okay, we really have the momentum. Now, Fulmer is recruiting incredible classes. We got Peyton Manning. And it's just natural that Tim Couch is going to want to come and be the next guy. And he ends up committing to Kentucky, to Bill Curry. And Bill Curry substituted him with Billy Jack Haskins. Do you remember that? I mean, I can't even put into words how ridiculous that was. Anyways, Curry gets fired. They bring in Hal Mumme, who, by the way, was recently arrested in Lexington. And Mumme announces almost immediately, look, I haven't even coached yet. Tim Couch is my quarterback. Yeah, I hadn't even coached here yet. That's my guy. Mike Leach was there with him, all that, and he had a really good career. He did not have much of a pro career, but Tennessee, though, felt, and I'm not, this is not a critique. I remember talking about this every day. You know how I knew that Tim Couch was about to commit? It was a Kentucky basketball pregame show on the radio I was listening to. Rick Pitino is on it. Was it best? Maybe it wasn't. But it was a Kentucky broadcast radio. And Pitino was on it. He was basketball coach at the time. And he said, we're about to get some really good news. Said, we are about to get some really good news. And that meant, I remember thinking, he's talking about Tim Couch. So players don't always make the choice that everybody thinks they ought to make. And Couch had a good career. Nothing wrong with what he did. They'd let him chuck that ball all over the place. How mummy lets you chuck it as much as any coach on the planet will let you chuck it? And he was good at it. He was really good at it. He was not Peyton Manning, but he was good. And it's another lesson. Players don't necessarily go there just because you want a natty. Now, that's very attractive, and some do. Look at what Georgia's doing. I want to be part of that. They just updated the resume big time. Look at what Alabama has done all these years. Well, Arch Manning didn't pick Alabama either, right? They don't always pick the team that you think is the safest pick. And it's not always the wrong pick either. It just is a lesson. What we think might be the common sense decision isn't what they think. And apparently his family as well. You got to remember, he's got Archie, who was a big-time player all the way up through the pros. I mean, a generational talent, Archie Manning. You got Peyton Manning, Hall of Famer. Eli Manning, two-time Super Bowl winner. Cooper Manning. I mean, that group right there knows what's going down, right? I mean, that collective, let's use that term. I'm sure they've talked to him about this, and I'm sure they are blessing his decision. I'm sure they are. I mean, last time I checked, Arch Manning did not pick Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State. Now, I know Ohio State probably wasn't even, that wasn't their thing, but didn't pick Oklahoma, didn't pick Lincoln Riley, didn't pick Brian Kelly, didn't pick Peyton's alma mater, Tennessee, didn't pick Eli and Archie's alma mater, Ole Miss. Didn't pick Virginia with the connections there. Didn't pick Clemson, which was considered one of the top couple, at least early on. Johnny Vegas, World Series odds, Bill, the newest odds. Ole Miss is the current favorite over Oklahoma at minus 125. You can get Ole Miss minus 125. You can get OU plus 105. He says, I've not pulled the trigger yet, but might take OU. OU just sitting there nice and fresh and rested. Now, obviously, I don't think DeLucia and his superstardom as a college pitcher, they can't start him again. They cannot. It's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But can you? Let me think about it. That was, what, Wednesday? No, that was Thursday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday would be, what, 4 days? Could you get some middle innings, 30 pitches out of him somewhere? If there's a game three? Anyways, we'll take the break. Kevin Hagin coming up. Looking forward to getting him back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now here by the airport. Traffic flow on I-40 coming in through Donelson. Now, we have watched traffic build pretty good on 24 westbound up through Antioch. That's starting to get heavy with all that traffic coming in from Rutherford County. Still looks good, I-40 out of Dixon County. Keeping an eye on that traffic out there, 40 eastbound at 840. Watch for some radar. They'll sneak in there and shoot some radar sometimes. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out today at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brian Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSIN.com/freemonth to sign up now.
Braves hosting the Dodgers. Atlanta up +110 money line underdog at home. LA -120. The over-under at 9. It'll be Ian Anderson on the bump for Atlanta. The Colorado Avalanche looking to clinch the cup at home tonight. Colorado -175 on the money line. Tampa Bay +155. The over-under at 6. The Avalanche lead the Stanley Cup Finals 3-1 over the Lightning. Two title bouts at UFC 276 a week from Saturday. Israel Adesanya looking to defend his middleweight belt against Jared Cannonier. Adesanya the -400 favorite. Cannonier +300. And featherweight champ Alexander Volkanovski battles challenger Matt Holloway at +155, Volkanovski at -190. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning: sunny, high near 94, mostly clear tonight, low around 73, mostly sunny and hot tomorrow, high near 97, it'll feel like 101. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Kevin Hagan, top of Power, 2 o'clock Alabama with him. Brad Powers, Hour 3, handicapping, football. Wherever you want to go with Brad is fine. He's ready. He's always ready to go. Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, congratulations to Arch and Texas. Well done. He says, doesn't matter because Stetson is going to play 4 more years. Yeah, go tell that quarterback room at Georgia with all those Johnny 4 and 5 stars sitting there trying to get on the field with Stetson Bennett starting. Hey, they just found a loophole. He's got 4 more years. They just found a new rule. Kevin in Muletown. Bill, remember when some fans wanted to play Brandon Stewart over Peyton Manning? Yeah, Brandon Stewart out of Texas, out of Stephenville, Texas, came in very highly thought of. And when he got to play, it excited Tennessee fans because we'd go back and it'd be a passing play. He'd read his tree briefly. You got to remember, true freshman, route tree. You're going to, if you're a runner, you're going to just put your head down and take off running, right? Particularly if there's pressure. And that's what he would do. And he'd run all over the field. He'd run sideline to sideline. He'd reverse field, pick up 10, 12 yards eventually. And it was exciting. So we would take calls, and he was in the same class as Peyton Manning. He signed in the same class with Peyton Manning, knowing Peyton Manning's reputation. Brandon Stewart was a big-name quarterback, too. He wasn't Peyton Manning. But he was more the athlete, right? So when he got to play that true freshman year, because they were substituting four quarterbacks. Well, actually three, because Colquitt went down immediately. But it was Helton, who went on to make $1 trillion in Major League Baseball. And Peyton Manning and Brandon Stewart. And it was really kind of silly, the way they were. It was musical chairs a little bit, until Helton got hurt in the Mississippi State game, or in one of those games, and Manning took over. I think it was down in Starkville, yeah, and Manning took over, and that was it. And then the next spring, Brandon Stewart was transferring. But they liked watching him run around like that. And we get calls on the show all the time. Bill, I'm thinking, I know Peyton Manning, and I know what he can do with his arm, but I think we have to go with Brandon Stewart. He can run. We got a million of those calls. And, I mean, nothing wrong with that. It's just not the right decision. He transfers to A&M and had a solid career there, including the 98 year. Yep, I recall those days. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, I bet DeLucia will start game three. And if they need him, maybe for some middle innings, game two. Now, think about it. He just went on 5 days. They usually get about 6.5. Now, it would be, if you went game three and you started him, that's 4 days, I believe. What's the arm fatigue science on back-to-back like that? No, I know he's a young college kid. He's listed as a junior, but it's still your arm. Those arms only have so many bullets in the gun. There's only so many throws you have in that arm, at least with the duress of that level of pitching. Now, I'm like you. I think we'll see him somewhere. I don't know about the starting thing, but could be. It could be. I'm sure Ole Miss is spending a lot of time on that. Now, Ole Miss has a pretty good stable of pitching and relief once you get to the bullpen. They're in pretty good shape there. Got to remember, him going 9 innings, finishing the game, pitching, what, 113? Think about what that did for the rest of the staff. Nobody had to go out there. That's the good part of that. They did not have to use one pitch in game form to advance to the championship series, other than the incredible performance by Dylan DeLucia. That's impressive. Yeah, that's very, very impressive. Clyde up in Detroit. Bill, happy Friday. Could you please bring me up to date about who this Arch Manning dude is? Don't believe I've ever heard of him. Yeah, that's because he announced yesterday he was picking Texas over Michigan. So you deleted him from your memory. Yeah, Michigan was the secret number two for him. Imagine him up there with Harbaugh. A Manning at Michigan. That'd be pretty cool. Right now it's a Manning at Texas, though. So we've had, now think about it. We're going to have a steady stream, beginning with Archie, and then Peyton, and then Eli, and now Arch. There's going to be a Manning every X number of years appear at quarterback and get all the hype. And this is apparently going to be forever. Forever. There's a conveyor belt of Manning quarterbacks coming. So, again, we've got a Ole Miss with Archie and Eli. We've got a Tennessee with Peyton. Now we got a Texas. So we're starting to get a nice resume here. Think about those schools there. And the next dude, whenever that is, and Jeff, too, listed him. A few months ago, we were playing with that topic, and he listed who some of the really young kids were. I think they're like 3, 4, 5 years old. Yeah, let's go ahead and project a five-year-old on the show. Wonder who he's leaning to. Well, here's the thing. If you're in Louisiana, high school kids can get your name, image, likeness, so maybe a five-year-old can start working on the NIL while we're at it. Kevin Hagan, he's back. We'll have him when we continue. Looking forward to that. And then Brad, hour number three. Omni Nashville Hotel.